Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And we're now going to be crossing over to chat to Nelson Dlamini, who is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African National AIDS Council. Good afternoon, Nelson.
Good afternoon to you and your viewers. And just a slight correction, I'm not the Chief Executive Officer. I would love to, but I am Head of Communications at SANAC.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. We hold you highly, so we gave you a new title. So thank you for
I'm humbled.
Thank you, and thank you for the work that you do in your organization. So yeah, tomorrow is World AIDS Day, the 1st of December. So first of all, why do we observe World AIDS Day?
Well, you know, HIV remains one of the most challenging health issues in the country. We are atop the list of the countries that are most affected globally. We are sitting at about just under 8 million people living with the virus in the country. And in as much as we have made so much progress in terms of availing treatment and driving programs for prevention, treatment and care, we are still experiencing challenges and we must eliminate it as a public health threat at some point. So World AIDS Day is a chance to reflect, it's a chance to raise awareness that it's still there, but it's also a chance to keep the conversation going and remind people that HIV is still there, but you can protect yourself against it. And even if you have it, there are ways of ensuring you live a longer, healthier life.
Absolutely. So if maybe we can look at, if you can give us an overview of the statistics, like how many people are currently living in South Africa with HIV AIDS?
Yeah, as I had just said, it's just a little under 8 million, the exact figure is 7.9, living with HIV. And of those, we have about 5.7 who are on treatment, which leaves us with a gap of about around 2 million who are not on treatment, and that is where the concern is. Because if you are not on treatment, then it means you may pass the virus onto your sexual partners, thereby continuing the spread. Yeah. Whereas if you are on sustained treatment, you can achieve what we call U equals U, undetectable equals to untransmittable, meaning you can suppress the virus to a point where it cannot be detected and you can't pass it on to your sexual partner.
Okay, so a few questions on that. You mentioned that not everyone who has HIV is on treatment. What's the country doing to try and ensure that more people have access to more resources and possibly also education?
So we are trying to sensitize people of the importance of getting on treatment, but we are also making it easier for people to access treatment, for instance, through the decanting mechanism, what we call CCMD, where people are able to collect medication at the closest collection point that is in their area. There's various of these. It can be a shop, it can be a pharmacy, it can be doctor's room. There's various collection points. In so doing, we are avoiding a situation where someone says, oh, but to go and collect treatment is such a hassle. But also, we understand why sometimes people don't take treatment. So we are trying to address those challenges. Even when you look at the theme for this year, it says equalize and integrate to end AIDS. And that is for us to say, what are the barriers and inequalities and challenges that are still there, which are affecting people not accessing treatment or health services, as it were.
Yeah, sure. So it sounds like you are doing amazing work. And it's crazy, there still seems to be a stigma that people feel that they're still embarrassed, you know, to say that they do have HIV or to get the treatment. And also there's still a limited knowledge. As you said, you know, people are still don't have all the facts and don't know exactly where to be guided, you know, to get the help that they need potentially. How do we empower people around us, or how as a country are we educating people in, you know, better practices, but also where to access the help that they need?
Yeah, stigma and discrimination do remain our biggest problem, and that is because when we look at HIV, there's shame attached to it because we look at it as a sexual infection, and therefore we are a very conservative society, which means we are to an extent a bit judgmental compared to other nations. So the conversation that needs to happen is that we constantly need to remind people that HIV is like any other chronic illness. It's perfectly manageable and you can get it in various ways, and there shouldn't be a reason to assume that when somebody has HIV it's because they were promiscuous or whatever the case may be, or that they will infect you or whatever the case. Because, I mean, if they are virally suppressed, they won't infect you, which is why we must ensure that everyone gets on treatment. But also, we must make sure that people understand that HIV is an ordinary, chronic, perfectly manageable illness.
Thank you, Nelson Dlamini. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. And I hope that when we chat in a year's time on the eve of next AIDS Day, that you'll have even better news for us. More people will be educated. More people who are living with HIV and AIDS will be on the right medication. And hopefully the statistics will be looking that much better. So Nelson Dlamini, the spokesperson for the South African National AIDS Council, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.